This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian forces continued hitting Ukrainian cities from a distance Friday, pounding the city, the capital of Kyiv and the country's west as their ground offensive inched forward in the face of fierce Ukrainian resistance. The war launched by Russian President Vladimir Putin is now in its fourth week. Putin Friday praised the Russian military for its actions in Ukraine at a huge patriotic rally in Moscow. But Russian troops have failed to take Kyiv, a major objective in their hopes of forcing a settlement or dictating the country's future political alignments. Missiles and shelling struck the edges of Kyiv as well as the western city of Lviv, close to Ukraine's border with NATO member Poland. Meanwhile, the UN Migration Agency says the conflict in Ukraine has already driven 3.5 million people out of the country, with 2 million of them going to neighboring Poland. The figures from the UN International Organization for Migration suggest Ukraine is fast on a course in just 3 weeks toward the levels of displacement from Syria's devastating war, which has driven about 13 million people from their homes, both in the country and abroad. White House and Chinese officials confirm U.S. President Joe Biden and China's Xi Jinping spoke for nearly 2 hours Friday as the White House looked to persuade Beijing not to provide military or economic assistance to Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. China's foreign ministry was the first to issue a readout of the video conversation in which it described Xi as deploring what he called conflict and confrontation as not in anyone's interest. It quoted Xi as saying, "The Ukraine crisis is not something we want to see," although he did not assign any blame to Russia. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's Taliban said Friday they will allow all girls in grades 7 and up to return to school next week. It's a move that has been praised by the United Nations. After the Islamist group seized power 7 months ago, it only allowed boys to return to the classroom and barred girls across most Afghan provinces from doing so, citing financial constraints and a lack of arrangements needed to ensure gender-segregated education systems in line with Islamic Sharia rules. The restriction sparked fears about the country's new rulers and whether they would again ban women from education and work, like the Taliban did when they previously ran the country from 1996 to 2001. From his Twitter account Friday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the announcement. He said all doors must be open for both girls and boys to have an education and reach their full potential. American gun makers are helping Ukrainians fight back against the Russian invasion. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Adrian Kellgren's family-owned gun company in Florida, Kel-Tec, was left holding a $200,000 shipment of semi-automatic rifles after a longtime customer in Ukraine suddenly went silent after the Russian invasion. He decided to send those 400 guns to the resistance.
The American people want to do something. We enjoy our freedoms. We cherish those things. And when we see a group of people out there getting hammered like this, it's heartbreaking.
Kellgren managed to cut through the red tape and secure a federal arms export license in just 4 days. Kel-Tec hopes to arrange more shipments in the future.
If people think this is too overwhelming, too much, turning it off, you know, that's one therapy you can do. The other one is action.
Kellgren says Ukrainians are holding off a superpower, and the X factor isn't necessarily what equipment you're holding. It comes down to the will to fight. I'm Ed Donahue.
As COVID-19 infection and death rates begin to increase in some countries that have begun to relax their COVID-related restrictions, the Director General of the World Health Organization issued a reminder of what the pandemic has taught the world so far. Speaking at the Thailand International Health Expo, WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the COVID-19 pandemic is a powerful demonstration that health is not a luxury, but a human right. He also said it is not a cost, but an investment and the foundation of social, economic, and political stability and security. Recapping our top story of the hour, Russian forces continued hitting Ukrainian cities from a distance on Friday, pounding the capital of Kyiv and the country's west as their ground offensive inched forward in the face of fierce resistance from Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.